right, as we make the, well, the proper transition, we'll say, from footy to cricket season, it's over to the great pup, who's come up with a few top emerging batsmen that potentially could be on the cusp of international selection, maybe for the first time, maybe again, soon. So, over to you, mate.
Yeah, thanks, Mido. Yeah, well, I think we speak a lot about the bowlers, and I think we've seen with this Australian attack that, you know, certainly the three quicks have been around for a while now, got lots of experience, but we see regularly, you know, we speak about it all the time, Sheffield Shield cricket, when these young guys get an opportunity in the one day, as they seem to step up. So I thought it was a good opportunity to look at some of our younger batters and batters that might be in the selectors' sights, considering the likes of Warner, 36, Khawaja, 35. I think Smitty's still got a bit of time. He's only 33 years of age, but certainly those two openers, and such an important position for the Australian cricket team as well, moving forward. Who's going to replace those two when that time comes? Mightn't be this season. Usman's made it very clear, if he doesn't play again for Australia or he plays another 50 tests, he's not too bothered. Davey Warner's made it clear that he probably thinks the Ashes, if he can get there, will be his last tour. So I've gone with, I mentioned five top order players that I think that could certainly fill their roles once their time comes. So we'll start with Teague Wiley from WA, young kid. I think he's become the youngest player to score a Sheffield Shield century since Ricky Ponting.
Yes.
Right-handed batter, again, top order batter, looks to be very classy. And I remember having a conversation with Justin Lang, it might have been 2 years ago, about this young kid. So he's had expectation on him for quite a long time, since he's probably been 13 or 14 years of age. So he's certainly one to keep an eye on. And again, 18 years of age, so plenty of time on his side. Young left-handed top-order batter from Victoria, Ashley Chandrasinghe. Like I say, 20 years of age. I think he got 120, 150, 120 on debut, and he looks the type of kid that can bat for long periods of time as well. I think 300 odd balls to make that 100. So to me, as an opening batter, certainly as a young player, I think if you got that mental discipline to bat for long periods, I think you're in a good position. He'll find a way to improve his game as he grows. Again, 20 years of age, so he'll work out, you know, his shot selection will improve, he'll work out his power game, but I think if you've got the mental discipline to bat for long periods, that has to help him in regards to being a top order batter for Australia. Another young kid, well, 24 years of age, Tim Ward from Tasmania, left-hand opening batter. I think he was named the 2022 Bradman Young Cricketer of the Year as well. So again, expectations there. He needs opportunity. Again, spoken about with a lot of respect. Good numbers in Sheffield Shield. I think he's 365 runs, average just over 60. So consistent performer as well. So those three, again, 18 years of age, 20 years of age, and then Tim's 24. And then a couple of players that I would really like to see the selectors keep an eye on and continue to focus on. One, Matt Renshaw. Mm-hmm. I think he's worked out that he went back to the middle order, improved his game against spin, but he's worked out the opportunity for playing for Australia is going to be back at the top of the order, has gone back to open, and he's scoring runs in all formats. So I think Matty Renshaw, in my opinion, is probably the next batsman selected for Australia. I think he's ready for another crack, and it might be a little bit like Matthew Hayden, who had 6-7 years out of the game at the highest level, come back and just brained him. I think Renshaw could be quite similar. And the other one that I'd like to see is not forget. I think we have to be very patient with him, but I still think he's a superstar in the making if he can get himself right, is Will Pekowski. And look, he definitely needs a full season of Sheffield Shield cricket. He needs to go through the mental challenges that it takes to play sport at the highest level. I know he's working hard on those things. I like that he's got the courage to take some time off when he needs it. He's obviously got to be very careful about, you know, the concussion side of things and getting hit in the head. But technically, he's definitely good enough to bat at the highest level for Australia and be successful. I just hope he gets the help that he certainly requires to make sure mentally, if he does get back in that Australian team, he gets another crack and he can grab it with both hands. But I think there's five guys, which to me is a really positive place for Australian batting to be in. You know, we talk about, is there enough talent? Well, there's an example, five players that are certainly talented enough to play for Australia once, you know, the opportunity arises.
cracking list, plenty of talent in that list. The other one I'd probably throw in there is that Henry Hunt from South Australia.
Good player.
I think I said the other day, the one bright spot amongst some poor results for that
for
state.
Me at the moment, it's hard to look at South Australia in general because they are playing horrible cricket in all formats. So if somebody makes 40 for South Australia, they look like Sir Donald Bradman. They're really standing out. But yeah, he's a very talented young player. There's no doubt about it. And again, like I say, it's a good problem to have when you've got youngsters making runs. And now for them, the key is to, you know, it's hundreds, 150, 200s. The more of those you make, the more the selectors can't say no to you.